You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hello?
This is the movie show.
On your favorite. We do this every week. You know that.
On Active FM. I'm Sash. He's Ryan. And today
we are doing a epic musical. Sash, you make me watch a musical.
Ryan, you were just as excited to watch this film as
it was a Steven Spielberg.
I can literally wait. Let me read out the message that
it was
Steven Spielberg
film.
And I quote, this is Ryan. Right. So I say, Ryan, movie show, can we do West Side Story, Steven Spielberg? Smiley face. Then Ryan says, and I quote, I have been wanting to see it. So caps, yes, 2! ... And thank you. You're welcome, Ryan. You are welcome. Now we know the truth, people. That
I didn't know it was a musical.
Ryan, how did you not know West Side Story is a musical?
I didn't.
Serious?
I know Steven Spielberg is a great director. And
do you know it was his first musical?
I was about to say that.
Okay.
So can you understand my expectations?
For what?
That it was not going to be a musical. It was going to be a good Steven Spielberg movie.
I see what you're saying.
It's Spielberg, right?
Spielberg.
Or Spielberg.
Steven. What is he?
He's Jewish.
How could I have asked that? Spielberg. I'm ashamed. I know he's Jewish. Spielberg. I don't think it's Spielberg.
Can I Google that? Do you think they'll know
how to pronounce his name? So, Ryan, West Side Story originally came from Broadway. That's where it, in the 1950s, it was on Broadway. Then in 1961, they made a film of the Broadway musical. And then in 2021, they released Steven Spielberg's reimagination. Don't know what word I was just about to say. This is Ryan playing the pronunciation of his name.
Spielberg.
Spielberg. As in Afrikaans spiel, as in play. Berg.
Mountain. Isn't.
Burger. Burger. Hamburger.
Do you know where West Side Story. Do you know where the.
It was original and a theatrical.
No, where the inspiration. Not the inspiration, but
yes.
The inspiration.
You know? You know, it clicked at the, when it got to the end of the film, like, oh, wait, except she didn't die.
Yeah.
She didn't die.
So, West Side Story is a why? I'm not going with that word because I don't know what word I wanted to go with there. It is the.
Inspired by.
Thank you. It is inspired by Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
But it's set in the 1950s in Manhattan. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, already there from the start, people, yes, it is a tragedy. So, I'm saying it out loud. I was hoping it wasn't. But you
I
can't base
end.
Something off of Romeo and Juliet and not have it as a
I
tragedy.
I got to the end and I was like, no.
Were you happy?
Oddly so.
What?
I was like, okay, right, Romeo and Juliet. And then it flashed back to like, what is that dude's name again, man? Romeo and Juliet, the movie, and Leonardo DiCaprio doing this really dramatic version.
I never watched that actually. But
really?
I know, yeah.
You should watch it. It was actually quite good.
Because he died.
No, not the die. Like,
because she died.
Like, because it's a modern version of it. So it's also a modern version of it because there were two gangs. It was the whole two gangs. And I think they were in the, like, more sort of East Coast.
Yeah.
No, West Coast of, you know, that whole California area, I think, also. And he was, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's acting was, like.
He was very young then, though.
Yeah.
He was very young.
Have you? You've never seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, next week on the movie show.
No, we can't do a tragedy again.
It's good.
Can I be honest? The whole time, because I actually never watched the 1961 film of West Side Story. Okay, now I've seen pieces of it, obviously doing research for the show, but I'd never watched it and I'd never seen the musical. So, as in Broadway, so in theater. So I actually didn't know what I was getting myself into. I did know that it was based off of Romeo and Juliet, and I must be honest, I was hoping that they weren't gonna die.
I also didn't know what I was getting myself into.
But they did.
This was one of those movies I went in blind because I usually watch the movies with my family.
Yeah.
And so my wife was like, what are we watching tonight? I'm like, West Side Story. Don't Google it. I don't want to know because I don't know what I'm going into. Then she was looking at her phone.
And then she decided.
And she's like, really? Are you really going to watch this? Okay. And then, yeah. And then it started and then I was like.
Can I be honest? So watching the film, but I'm not blaming. You know what I didn't like about the film? But I can't hate on it because
that
I
she didn't die.
No, the storyline. I didn't like the storyline. And yes, it is a tragedy. And yes, I should have known that Romeo and Juliet. But still, I was just like, you know what? They didn't have to die. It's unnecessary death all over the place.
See, I'm glad that I didn't know that it was a play of Romeo. Because then I just sat there. Okay. I didn't know what was happening. I don't know.
I must be honest. Okay, let's just get this out before we continue. Spoiler alert. We are spoiling.
He dies.
I must be honest. I didn't expect the two gang leaders to die. So, Riff and Bernardo. That shocked me. Because that didn't happen in Romeo and Juliet. In Romeo and Juliet's, it was only Romeo and Juliet that died, wasn't it?
Did the gangs get together then?
As far as I know, yes. Unless I'm just, there's been other like.
So it's the same as what happened, yeah. Because at the end you see them two carrying off his body.
Sort of coming together.
So it was almost like. Oh.
Yeah, no, that shocked me. But what I did, I loved the production. The way they did the production. The lighting. Oh, the lighting was amazing. Like. The lighting, every scene was different, but the lighting was amazing. The music was stunning. The dancing, the choreography was brilliant because they actually brought in that whole ballet element to it.
Yeah, the dancing.
The dancing was brilliant. Honestly, the dancing was brilliant. Do you know that the actors had to, so the first audition, anyone that auditioned for this film, the first audition was a dancing audition. So Spielberg, the first time he saw any of the actors, it was in a dancing audition. Then they had to go through a singing audition. And then only then did they go into an acting audition. So literally they had to make sense. They had to pass a dancing audition, a singing audition, and then an acting audition. And the casting call, when it went out, it said you have to be able to dance and sing and obviously act.
So, stupid question. Who was your favorite actor?
That is a very difficult question. Okay.
Really? Is it difficult for you? I thought you liked the dude with the
Ansel Elgort.
The baby driver guy. Yes, yeah. No, I saw him.
No, wait. He's one of the reasons I watched the film.
Is it?
He was one of the reasons I wanted. So it was Spielberg and then it was him. And I was like, I want to watch it because of him.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy him. His singing was brilliant. He did such a good job with the singing.
So he used to do a lot of musicals in high school and then in his movie career, he like never did it again. So apparently this was for him. This was like finally,
I get to do this. Yeah.
I find his singing quite funny. Whenever he was singing, I was laughing.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job.
It's very like operatic.
Yes.
I was just like,
you know, that is the whole point of the musical, right?
That is hectic. But like, here's this guy, right? Like the Baby Driver dude, you know, the guy from, what is that other series?
Fault in Our Stars, Divergent.
Before the Divergent whole series and all of that stuff. And here he is singing. I was like, okay. And he's so tall, eh?
No, he's very tall.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like.
He is very tall, yeah.
I'm like, I really look up to you now. Man. Yeah.
But that was the whole point, Ryan. How can you say Ryan, you went into this without thinking it was a musical. That's why I knew it was a musical.
I must say, the well done part of this film is the whole point. What shocked me the most about this film is the fact that he kept the 1950s theme. I mean, I was thinking, sure, this must have been a heck of a production.
No, like it was cars, a heck of a production.
Wherever they filmed, like anything that was, dude, there was no iPhone in this century. Get that, you know. These, like even the look, the feel, the color grading, the everything.
Do you know they actually filmed in New York City and they like a whole good, like, I don't know how many blocks they basically turned into the 1950s. Sure. So the actors said they showed up on set and they were in the 1950s. The cars, the extras, the signage, the everything was the 1950s.
No, it was good. I could feel, even the music.
The music was stunning.
I heard the music. Actually.
The music was
it
stunning.
It was even that like violin.
Yes. But then it brought in the Puerto Rican whole element. Yeah. And I must be honest, I also enjoyed Rachel Zegler. She played Maria. Her singing was insane. the high notes that she hits.
Good set of pipes, eh?
Oh my goodness. Do you know that this was the first film she's ever been involved in? The only thing she's done before this is High School Musicals, as in musicals in high school.
Well, that makes...
So she,
I see what you're
saying. So she was in, she was 17 when she got casted for... She was 17. She was still in high school. She was a high schooler in high school doing her thing, and she got casted as Maria. And in fact, she was...
So she's like really young, eh?
No, this was like her... This was the biggest... This was her first break. She's never been in anything else before this.
Wow.
And she... Steven Spielberg saw her audition tape on the first day that he was busy doing casting. And he was still like, he still said, how lucky is that, that on the first day of casting, I then...
With Spielberg. You know.
The other person who I also really enjoyed was Ariana DeBose, who played Anita.
Yes.
She was very, very good. Her dancing was amazing. Mm. She was such a good dancer, and she had such a vibe to her. Like when she was on screen, she really caught your attention.
I didn't recognize her.
You know her?
She's from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Hamilton.
But she didn't have a very big role in Hamilton.
I recognized it. For me to
recognize. She was one of the... You know, there were the dancers that, that would move... This is the best way sort I can describe
back,
it. Yes, she could move... She would move... You know, they'd move the furniture around. And, but she was in Hamilton. But she really did do a good job. And then apparently...
They did dancing on there, right? There was dancing.
Yeah, there was. Okay, there was. Yeah.
So there's probably the connection. So she went from sort of the back sort of to the...
Well, Hamilton was on Broadway, so it makes sense.
But it was huge.
And then David Alvarez, who was Bernardo, he was also very good.
He was
but do you know, he actually won, I think it was an Oscar when he was a child.
Yeah.
And then he kind of went...
So he was really well known when he was small. Went to the army.
Yes, he went to the army. He went... mountain backpacking freaking somewhere in Mexico. Yes. And then this was very interesting. So for all of you people out there who know musicals, who know West Side Story, who know Broadway, Rita Moreno was in this film. Now, if you don't know who that is, she played the original Anita in the original West Side Story. She's known for dancing in a purple dress. In fact, most of, especially Latinos, a lot of them, in fact, I think Rachel said, she who plays Maria, the main female role in the film, she wanted to dress up as Anita for Halloween. She wanted to wear a purple dress, and her mom still said to her, just wearing a purple dress, people aren't going to know that you are Anita from West Side Story. But she is also in the film, and she doesn't have a cameo. Originally, when she heard Steven Spielberg wanted her in the film, she was like, I don't do cameos. And he said, no, it's not a cameo. She plays Valentina, who is the widow of... And she owns the drugstore.
Yep.
And in the original West Side Story...
not that kind of drugstore.
No. So like pharmacists. Yeah. They call it a drugstore, but it's actually more like a pharmacy / candy store. Yep. But in the original 1961 West Side Story, there was a character named Doc. And he was the owner of the pharmacy or the drugstore. And for this one, instead of having him in it or recasting him, they actually made his character die. And then they brought in his widow, Valentina, as the owner who took over the drugstore, et cetera, et cetera. And she played his role. But that was so cool. I was like, wow. The fact that they brought her back. And apparently she was huge on set. In fact, she's an executive producer of the film because she'd come in on set, she'd talk to the actors during rehearsals, she'd explain to them, she even did the clapperboard for one of the scenes. So she was actually she played a big role.
Would have been a great amount of help.
But now, so this film actually did bomb at the box office. It didn't do well. And there's a couple of reasons as to why, or a couple of speculations as to why.
Number one, it's a musical.
No, not that right. There's a lot of people that like musicals.
Number two?
No. Okay, so number one. So the production budget was around $100 million, and that's not including marketing costs. So it was over $100 million. Box office analysts say that the film suffered, number one, because it was targeted at an older audience. Which I do agree with, because you and I both never watched the 1961 version, and I don't think there are a lot of people of this generation. It was targeted at an older audience. Yep. Although one of the reasons Spielberg wanted to make this film is he said every generation needs West Side Story. So for him, it was, I'm making West Side Story for this generation. So, but the box office analysts say that one of the reasons it bombed was because it was targeted at an older audience. Also, the fact that they're hesitant to return to cinemas due to the COVID pandemic. And then the second thing.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
It also lacked any major Hollywood actors. So the biggest person was Ansel Elgort. Everyone else I personally didn't know. Yeah. So I watched the film like, yeah.
New faces.
Yeah. Which you can't, do you get what I'm saying? Like, really? Are we only going to watch famous people? What's wrong with us? It's not sickening.
It's not a breath of fresh air. It's a fresh air of breath.
Just, there's a lot of breath. And then the third reason, personally, which is for me the biggest reason, is that it was, it competed against Spider-Man No Way Home.
Tim, what would you have to say to that? I'm sure Tim would be like, yeah, so what?
Okay, no, but
brilliant movie. Better than Spider-Man.
But Tim went to watch Spider-Man No Way Home. He didn't go watch West Side Story.
Well, ask him about West Side Story.
He hasn't watched it yet.
Well, why the hell not?
But that's the thing. He watched No Way Home and yeah, he didn't watch West Side Story.
Look, I purely watched this film because it's a Steven Spielberg. And I know from the beginning, I could feel the Spielberg balance in the director. I was just like, this film is wonderful. Like the balance, the way like a scenario happens, and then it just wonderfully.
No, the production was amazing.
The blocking, everything. I was just like, I feel so satisfied watching this film. And then the whole part happens where everyone starts dying. I'm just like, what? No. It was a long film though.
It was.
2 hours and I think 40 minutes to 36 minutes.
I'm as honest, I did not enjoy it until people started dying. Then I was like, but I suppose
the whole thing turned.
Yeah, no. If you want a feel-good movie, don't watch this. Don't watch it. It's not a feel-good film. It's not a feel-good film at all. I honestly don't know why she didn't kill herself at the end.
I was waiting for her to pick it up.
I was like,
she's like, how many bullets in this gun? One for you. One for you. I'm like, yes, do it. Do it. Get on. Go. Go. I'm waiting for her to turn it. Everyone like, no. And then she drops. And then it's.
I was just irritated. Like, for me, I'm like, guys, can we not have sense? Stop living on emotion. Like, if you found out Maria died, go see her body. Don't believe someone died without seeing their body. Like a life hack there. Like literally
but
a
he
life,
didn't believe
life hack.
That's why he went out and
no,
called
her. No, he went out calling Chino.
Oh yeah, he called
was like,
Chino.
Chino, come kill me.
And Chino's like, I'm here. The death, I was just like, yeah. Wait, he's not dead yet. Okay.
No, definitely dead.
I could see the blood stain in the front. I was like, that's the heart. That's it. He's finished. You know, there was one character on you that caught my attention.
Who?
I don't know how to pronounce his surname, but he played Riff. He was the gang leader.
Yes, he was very good.
I don't know why. There was just something about him that there's this very sharp, like.
No, he was very good. Do you know, so the actor, Mike Face.
That's the one.
Who plays him. Yeah. He lost about 20 pounds, which is 9 kgs, to play Riff. And the reason he did that was he was inspired by real photos of young gang members during the 1950s that he discovered while researching his character.
Wow.
So he actually was very bony. If you look at his character,
he kind of,
this sounds terrible, but it was probably what he was going for. He kind of gave off the whole like street rat vibe.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's like you, they look like a scavenger. That's what I mean. Like you can see life's very hard. They live on the streets. They fight for themselves. They are very thin because they don't have luxury. They don't have a lot of food. Like you can see he just looked the part.
I felt that part. Yeah.
And also brilliant dancer. Brilliant dancer. In fact, Spielberg said it was the first thing that caught his eye was his dancing. He said, this guy's a brilliant dancer. Mm. But I really enjoyed. He was
And I think
very
he sang as well, didn't he?
Yes, he did sing. They all had to sing. Everyone had to sing. It's a musical, man.
Shame.
Ryan, you'll be touched to know that this film is dedicated to Steven Spielberg's father, Arnold Spielberg, an electrical engineer and World War II veteran who died of natural causes at the age of 103 in 2020, the year the film was initially supposed to be released.
Oh. Okay.
So do you have respect for the film now, Ryan?
I've always had respect. Mm-hmm. It's just the singing part.
No, but didn't you enjoy it? For me, can I be honest? I've watched musicals. This one surpasses. First of all, the fact that I know it's operatic. I know. And I know that most people don't like opera. But to be able to sing opera, do you know the skill as a singer that you have to have to be able to do what the singers did in this film?
Hold on. I'll show you how easy it is. Just hold my mic.
Go for it, right? We're all ears. Do it.
I'm not going to
Belt
see.
Out a note for us.
No, it's fine. Mm.
But then also the dancing. I really enjoyed the dancing. And I think maybe it did have a very ballet style to it.
The singing was different as well.
Yeah.
There was the love part. I felt awkward sitting there watching this thing. But the other parts, I was like, well, okay. My favorite scene was when they were in the police station.
Yes, that was very cool.
That it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was so well done. And even what they sang about. And
that was very good. But I also
that's
enjoyed.
That's my favorite.
I also enjoyed. There were a couple of musical sequences I enjoyed.
Now the rest of
I loved. No. I loved the one. It's the title of the song is Cool. It's where they just, Riff's just got the gun. And now. What was his name?
Yeah, they were running around. Going,
I forgot
bang,
the main
bang.
Character's name.
Bang, bang.
Tony. Mm. My goodness.
Tony.
You know he's Polish. The character's actually, he's Polish.
I heard.
So he wasn't Italian.
Antonio.
Mm. But no, Anton. His name was Anton. But he then came to get the gun and then they sang that it was cool. They did that whole sequence.
Yeah.
But the way they would kick the sand.
Oh yes,
that
oh,
was
yes.
so
That's
cool.
Right.
That was
also wow.
No, that was brilliant. And then also the sequence America, who the character not Maria, the character Anita plays.
Yes,
she was in a yellow dress, and then they walk through the streets.
Everything was better.
Now,
originally,
that sequence was in the original 1961 film. That's when Anita was wearing the purple dress, the iconic purple dress, and they originally did it on a rooftop. But for me, honestly, the way they did it through the streets of New York was brilliant. Like that sequence I really, really enjoyed as well. And then the lighting in the you know when Tony and Maria are singing in the church? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. I must have felt so awkward.
Yeah, it was probably one of the scenes. I was the lighting because at one point they were sitting in front of a stained window, but then the way the light was coming through the actual colors of the stained window was reflecting onto them. Oh, stunning.
Yeah, I remember the awkwardness. That's all I
Ryan
remember.
Was just awkward in that moment.
I think at that point I just need to mute.
Yeah, just look at it.
I was just thinking about how wide their mouths were open and how they were singing so close. And I was like, what if the other person has a bad breath? Like it was so, like,
maybe they ate mints before, you know.
Maybe the person they were supposed to organize in the mints like forgot or something happened. I'm just saying that was going through my head.
Wow. Okay. So in the original West Side Story, a lot of the singing, in fact, I think all the singing was dubbed. So in other words, the actors, it wasn't even singing. Except for, I think, Anita, who was played by Rita Moreno, I think her singing was done by her.
So when you say dubbed, you're saying by someone else?
Yes. So especially Tony and Maria, they were dubbed in the 1961. In this film, all actors in this version do their own singing. All of the actors, they're singing. Unlike the original, which was infamously dubbed almost every principal soloist, either partially or entirely. So that for me was pretty cool.
But obviously their singing would have been dubbed, so they would have acted it?
No. There are some. So the version that Rita, you know when she sings that song somewhere, after she finds out that Maria has died. Was it? No. After she finds out that Tony killed Bernardo, you know, she sings that song in the drugstore.
Yeah.
She sang that live on set and she was sick.
So they would have
She was sick at
her.
The time, but Steven Spielberg loved like the authenticity and the passion so much that he didn't want her to re-record it. And then there were a couple of songs that Ansel Elgort and Rachel actually sang live on set. I think I said to be corrected, but I think the one that, you know, when they were on the, The fire escapes.
The fire, yeah.
Yes. I think those ones, they actually sung on set. But then there were other songs where they recorded them before and then on set the actors would just like lip sync. But they, it was all their own singing.
Because there were some parts where my wife was watching and she's a vocalist. She's like, dubbed, this is, you can see it. You can see it's not them singing now.
Which is weird though, because I feel like, why didn't they
not
just,
all of them.
Why didn't they just, like, don't, okay, to all like singers out there, if you're doing a music video, sing. Don't like not sing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause for me, like, you can see when a person's not singing, like when they're pretending to sing. It's like when you're pretending to speak, you can see a person's
well,
not speaking.
Well, it's like, with our last project that we did, Amnesiacs, the movie, we redid the ADR, like, for the whole movie.
And that's additional dialogue recording, yes. In case you're wondering.
And before that, what we found is the ADR that we had did, like to other films and stuff like that, there's a difference when you're on a scene and there's like a bigger set. And obviously you find yourself talking loud as you need to and stuff. Mm. But then when you're in a sort of closed studio, you don't speak as loud.
Because the room's not big.
Yeah,
and
so it's and even the tone changes. So, you know, something that helps is like... shout it out, like the person said. So I'm sure when they sing, it's a similar, similar sort process. Of issue.
So in interviews, Rachel recalls, so she plays Maria, that when she received the role of Maria, she was about to begin rehearsals for her final school musical, which was Shrek, the musical. She asked Steven Spielberg if she could still do the show despite being cast in the movie, to which he replied, I produced the original Shrek. Of course you can do Shrek. And then also coincidentally, this film also features Brian D'R.C. James, who is Officer... how did you pronounce his surname?
Yeah.
The officer in the film. Mm. And he originally did the role of Shrek on Broadway.
Krupke.
Yeah. However you pronounce his surname.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Did you see the guy that can unlock Heath Ledger's iPhone is in the film?
Huh?
Do you remember the guy that can unlock Heath Ledger's iPhone?
No.
Remember we did that film?
I remember
the
that
The Perfect
now.
Little... what was it? The Tiny Perfect Little Things, whatever.
Is
and
it
I
this
still
guy? Yeah.
Said the egg... yep. Yep, Carl Allen. He was in the film. From the first scene, I was like, ah, it's the dude that can unlock Heath Ledger's iPhone. I just think he looks like Heath Ledger.
He does.
He does look like Heath Ledger, right? Mm. So he was in, he was pretty good. He was in that whole sequence in the police office.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very cool sequence. Him. Okay. And then just a few differences between the 1961 version of West Side Story and the 2021. Number one, the songs are in different order. And then there's also one new song in the 2021 movie. So they used all of the songs, original songs from West Side Story, but it's not in the same order. And one, there is a new song in the 2021 version. How did you feel about, so you know, after Riff and Bernardo die, they cut to Maria at work where she's singing about the fact that she feels pretty.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, it was like, flip, she doesn't know yet.
Yes.
She's about to get the bad news.
Because in the original, so in the Broadway, what they did it like that in that order for a reason. Because it also, it's like this comedic moment, but at the same time, the audience is sitting there like, they died.
But that's, I was sitting there and I wasn't happy. I wasn't like, oh, work.
Yes.
Wow.
So no, in the 1961 film, they actually changed it. They played that, they did that number before
he dies.
But I agree with the decision of doing it after.
It could work either way because maybe when it cuts back to you, like, oh, flip, she just sang about how happy she's at work. Ah, she's about, no.
No, it won't have the same effect.
You're like, oh, damn, she doesn't know.
Yes, if it was before, you would just sit there like, oh, it's one of those happy musical numbers. Whereas now it was,
no, stop singing. Just stop. Just
like
stop.
She's imagining this perfect life that she's going to have, that she thinks she's going to have. Meantime, her brother just died.
And besides the point, I was thinking...
and her boyfriend killed him.
Yeah.
I told you guys this movie was not a feel-good movie.
It's a very mixed emotion.
You're like...
Especially the fact that... her and Tony spend the night...
yeah, that was...
she spends the night with her brother's killer.
Yeah, that was weird.
And she knows.
At least they didn't
show I'm like, wait, there's something just twisted about this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
The movie just like, the story, that's what I'm saying, the storyline of this film.
I'm just like, Something wrong about this, man.
Okay, second thing. Despite the plot being largely similar, the dialogue is completely new. So they rewrote all the dialogue. Number three, the costumes are just as era appropriate as they were in the original film, but they are more, so the gangs were more discreetly color coded. I love the costume design. The costume design was so good.
Even in the dance scene, I saw that the Puerto Ricans, they had very colorful.
Yes, red, yellow, warm colors.
Puerto Rican. Yeah. Mm.
And then the others, what were they called? Not the sharks. The Jets had more like blues and grays and all of that.
I saw that.
Next, Anita's America. So that when she sings the song America, her dress is yellow, not purple, but I also loved her dress. It was yellow with like a red, I don't know what to call it, underneath that. Her dress inside out was red, but on the outside it was yellow. So when she flicked her skirt, you saw red. Ryan didn't notice.
For real, eh?
Next one.
Okay.
The 2021 movie incorporates more specific Puerto Rican cultural references, including a large portion of Spanish dialogue, and no, there are no subtitles. I was like, wait. I went and checked. Yeah. Are there supposed to be Spanish subtitles? And there's not.
What I picked up was, and it didn't happen all the time, unless I just missed the conversation. They would say something in Spanish, and then they would repeat it in English.
No, they wouldn't repeat it. What they do is they'd speak in Spanish, and then they'd give you enough English that you understood what was happening in the conversation.
No. You know you got to go to school. It's important. You will not grow up.
It wasn't a repeat. They spoke it. So if you were Spanish, you would have gotten the full. I don't understand Spanish.
But they picked up.
Yeah. So as an English, you're able to follow along. In other words, you're able to follow along with the story, but they don't subtitle, they don't caption the Spanish. So if you don't understand Spanish, you don't get those lines.
Yeah, you just gotta guess.
Yeah. And then the Puerto Rican characters are all played by Latino characters or actors, which wasn't like that in the original. They actually got Americans to play. Actually, what they did in the original was they got Americans and then they just put dark makeup on them. That's what they did.
Sure.
Yeah. Which was actually quite offensive to, like, Rita Moreno. She was like,
just bring them in. Come on.
Okay. And then, rather than reusing the original choreography by Jerome Robbins, the 2021 movie features new moves, but he was inspired by the original choreography. The fight's choreography is more realistic and violent, so the fight moves still have a balletic quality to them, but the sharks push a nail through Baby John's earlobe in the opening number.
That was funny.
And then Doc isn't, that we did discuss, that Doc isn't in the movie. Instead, he's replaced by Valentina, who's played by Rita Moreno. And then Tony's backstory is expanded in the 2021 version. We learn that he left the Jets after spending a year in prison for almost killing someone during a rumble.
Wait, that didn't happen in the 1961.
They didn't give the background. And I don't know if he left the Jets. Yeah. And then Tony...
What I thought... After he killed, Bernardo, I was like, yep, once a killer, always a killer, dude. There you go. Mm-hmm.
A leopard can't change his
Which
spots.
Is exactly what made it more twisted that Maria, yeah, and
him. Got with him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're sleeping with a killer.
Literally. Literally.
He killed your brother, Holmes.
Holmes. Did you hear at the beginning of
what
the film?
You can't do?
Hey, puppy. Literally. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. And then Tony and Maria spend more time together. They actually got an actual date in the 2021 version. This didn't happen in the original one. And also, Riff doesn't sing the lead. This was interesting. So, you know, in the police, the police office number.
My favorite scene.
So originally Riff was supposed to be in that. In fact, he was supposed to do the lead, but he did. He wasn't even in the number in this one.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Which I personally don't have an issue with. I don't know.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Mm.
Yeah. And then finally, the scene in which the Jets attack Anita is different in both movies. So you know where they actually try to rape her?
Yeah.
Yes. So in the 1961 movie, the Jets shouted slurs and pushed her around, and it seemed like they were possibly going to rape her before being stopped by Doc. But the scene is in the 1961 version is choreographed like a dance, leaving the actions themselves open to interpretation. However, in the 2021 scene, scene, it is more literal and leaves no doubt as to what the Jets were going to do. Yeah, and it's only until Valentina intervenes that the attack stops. That was quite hectic. I was like, yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Supposed to be mourning. What are you doing?
Not raping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the storyline's really messed up.
Yeah, eh? It is.
It really, really, really is.
But I felt the Spielberg.
Like, I enjoyed the beginning of the film.
And I got a favorite actor.
Up until Riff and Bernardo died, then I didn't like the film.
That's
anymore.
What I felt. I felt it was just like,
Yeah, you're like, yeah! And then you're just like, okay, no. When it ended, I was like, wow.
So.
How can you love and hate something so much? That's how I felt.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
I loved and hated it.
A story with not a good ending.
That was my final verdict. That is my final comment, actually. Mm. I loved the film, but I hated the film.
The story. So the only reason why Steven Spielberg wanted to do this film was because he had the score, the album, and the songs stuck in his mind.
When he was 10, that's when he first heard it.
So then he was like, okay, I want to do the movie.
And he did.
That's it.
There we go.
So it wasn't the storyline.
Nope, it was the music.
It was the music.
I agree, though, with that. The music was stunning.
Mm. It was good. It was different. It was different. And also, one of the How do I put this? There was a guy that wrote the lyrics. Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
So he was part of
The original.
The 1960s.
In fact, Broadway. Yeah. Broadway, yeah.
That's right. So he wrote in this one, and he actually died November the 26th at the age of 91. So the interview that they had with him over this whole thing was the last time he was on America.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, that guy was old there.
No, he was very.
He looked really old.
He was, yeah. But and I think he did see this, the 2021 version.
Yeah, because he was still coming.
He did see a bit
question.
Of it. He died before the premiere, but he did, because you know, obviously they've got the films. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he's involved. He wrote the lyrics.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was our final verdict on West Side Story 2021.
So, next week, Romeo and Juliet.
No, Ryan. No.
You have to. I think you'll love it. I really just. In fact, I was very young when I watched it at first. But what stuck out for me
was they died. No, they all die.
Was Leonardo DiCaprio's acting in it?
You know what? Fine. Do you want to do it?
Just go check it.
What am I doing to myself? Are we?
Go watch the
I need to heal first from West Side Story. Then maybe while I'm still shot and wounded, let's do it. Then I can heal nicely.
I think it's still fine, Romeo and
Juliet. No,
guys,
don't spoil it. Don't.
If next.
But it's Romeo and Juliet, they die.
If we don't do this next week.
It's because we couldn't.
You know that it was not
my heart couldn't handle it.
No, you're good. You're good. No, trust me. It's. His acting is like, oh, you're like, there's fire. And you know that they even it's a modern movie, but they speak in Shakespearean like language.
Really?
And like it's really, it's very dramatic, the whole
thing. Okay, we'll try Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, there you go.
That's Ryan's version of a love story.
It's
when they both die.
It's good. I hope it's good.
Anyway. And so this
it's
has been
a while.
Movie show.
I might just watch and be like,
like, what was that? That was very young.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, I'll tell you what. We watch it. If it's good enough. Not good enough. If there's no like bad. I don't think there was anything hectic. I don't remember there being anything hectic. We do it next week and then we compare it to this one.
Okay, fine. Deal.
We give our likes and dislikes.
Deal.
In fact, what we need to do is write up a list and say which one of the movies we prefer on a certain whatever topic.
Okay. Deal.
And one of them is which death do you prefer? Which death
you know,
do you prefer?
I actually do want to do that
by
comparison.
By gunshot or by... Wait,
no, no, don't tell me. Don't tell anyone to know. Okay. You know, but from the moment the gun entered West Side Story, I was just like,
What is it, Chico?
Great.
Is it Chico?
Great.
Chico!
Chino.
Chino! I'm like, yeah, Chino's coming. And you see him just come out of nowhere. Oh, I got you. It was like a cat and a mouse, I promise you. There comes the cat.
It was so stupid. And it was so stupid.
I must say, Chino's, the way that he shot, I was like, yes, that's how you shoot somebody. Because usually what often happens is that they want to talk about it. Why did you kill my best friend? And then what happens? He dies because he delayed the shooting. But he didn't. He just walked up. I was like, yep, that's it. That's how you get them. That's how you do it. Especially, this is the Spider-Man 3 thing. There's ways that you do things properly. You know, it's like in a horror film. You know, someone comes home, they suspect someone to be there, and then they keep walking into their house, and Billy, is that you? It's like, no, dude, there's someone in your house, get out for 911 right now. Yeah, but they're not. It's like one of those things. You're just like, no, you don't do that. Let's be realistic about life.
Okay, so that's why you liked it, because it was realistic.
Yeah, these things, it's that Spielberg balance, man.
No, the West Side Story.
Yes.
His West Side Story.
But it was with Spielberg's balance.
Okay.
The directing, the blocking, the... Anyway.
The lighting.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So this has been The Movie Show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
We'll be back next week with a death comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're signing out.
Cheerio.
Hey. Wake up. It's a very zero. Can you hear them? Listen. Can you hear them? It's there.
FM, radio has never been better.